If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime Video. This week, it's a rivalry renewed as the Philadelphia Eagles take on the New York Giants. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party, TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the Eagles and the Giants, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Trading at Schwab is now powered by Ameritrade, unlocking the power of thinkorswim, the award-winning trading platforms loaded with features that let you dive deeper into the market. Visualize your trades in a new light on thinkorswim desktop with robust charting and analysis tools, all while you uncover new opportunities with up-to-the-minute market news and insights. Thinkorswim is available on desktop, web, and mobile to meet you where you are. It's built by the trading obsessed to help you trade brilliantly. Learn more at schwab.com/trading.
Two-man rush. Daniels wants to throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
It's
there
over.
Is no flag. Ole Miss
it's over.
Has won over LSU 55-49. Wow,
what a game. What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
The following is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss Podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault, to the pavilion, to Swayze Field. It's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
And welcome into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a part of the Believe Network. And we'll tell you that today's show is also sponsored by our friends at FanDuel. FanDuel is your go-to spot to bet on all sports across all landscapes. Right now, obviously, college football is wide open. They've got the latest odds, the easiest way to bet on your favorite college football team. That's FanDuel.com, and be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now back to the show.
And hello, everyone. We welcome you to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. I'm happy to be joined by Jake Thompson of the Ole Miss Spirit. And the name is back. That's, of course, an affiliate of On3. You see on his shirt there, Jake does a great job covering all facets of Ole Miss athletics. And Jake, right now, I want to talk a little bit about football. It's the middle of football season. Kind of get a bit of a mid-year review, and I want to touch base with you. We were at the press conference earlier this week, and your overall thoughts on Lane Kiffin, kind of where we don't want to get inside Lane Kiffin's head. I get that. But it feels like he's a little more personable than he's been with the local media than he's been in the past.
Yeah, I think it's obviously it has to do with where they are right now, number 4, 5-0. Three of those are SEC wins already, and we're just now in October. So, obviously, I feel like they're probably ahead of schedule than where they thought, and we thought they'd be. But also, he seems a little more loose, as you kind of alluded to it. He was smiled a lot, joked a lot yesterday. I don't know if that would be the case next Monday when they get set, when Georgia week gets here, but I think that the bye week was good. He had a good week of recruiting and went down, saw Jackson Dart Sunday at Saints, saw Knox Friday down in Madison when Oxford was playing, and then also took in some recruiting, I think, in Tupelo that same night. So he's making the rounds, checking all the boxes, and he just seems to be in a good spot. I mean, we all know a few weeks ago the ESPN special came out. I feel like, that was interesting. What was on TV kind of cut out a lot of the good stuff. So if you hadn't watched it, I'd go to the ESPN app. It's got the whole kind of version that we all got to see ahead of time, and it adds a lot of more context to what they glossed over. But I think he's just in a good spot right now. Which is weird to say because we all know the Lane Kiffin history and this and that. But Oxford seems to have done good for him and his family.
For people that have watched the Monday press conference, you'll understand what I'm about to ask. I want to follow up on a question that you asked Lane. I thought it was a good one about not only that Trinidad Chambliss, the quarterback for Ole Miss, has looked good on the field, but off the field, it feels like he's embracing this whole the Trinidad flags are all over the place, the social media memes, the videos created. I thought his answer was interesting because he answered it and then he kind of went off script a little bit and talked about how. You know he's not from the island, right? He had that little bit of a personal back and forth with you. Your thoughts on Chambliss off the field and Lane's answer?
It's hard to ignore that the city is kind of Oxford's kind of embraced this Trinidad, I guess, surge. We got flags on the square. I'm sure Amazon's regional distribution centers wondering why what's going on in North Mississippi with the sudden Trinidad shirts, hats, buttons, flags. But no, it's fun to see. It is a fun story, and that's kind of what Lane kept harping on or saying yesterday was. D2 guy nobody heard of unless you were just deep in the weeds scouting, players for a potential portal and like they were and other programs are. But yeah, it's fun to see and he's also got to feel good that there hasn't been a drop off. When Austin got hurt and then Trinidad, who you did bring in as a backup, if anything, maybe improve the offense in certain areas. Added a running aspect with him more so than Austin and. So things have gone up instead of gone down with him. And it's hard not to like the kid. He's got a good personality. Obviously, we talked to him the past three games afterwards, and he's enjoying it. And I think Lane said when he took Knox to a friend's house that when they went inside, there's a giant Trinidad flag hanging in their house somewhere. So it's kind of caught on. I guess Island Fever is here. And it's a fun story to kind of go on top of just kind of a start of a season. I don't think anybody expected Ole Miss to have this year. This feels like what they're supposed to have been doing last year.
Let's stay there. Obvious question, Mrs. Lincoln. I mean, the start is 5-0. Let's get a little bit more deeper into that. Your overall thoughts, not just about the 5-0 start, but how they got to where they are right now. A bit of a midseason review. You look at the season, I think to me, you break it up into certain segments. Obviously, you want to avoid the landmines of Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tulane. They did that very well. Then the next phase is win or lose against LSU to depend on what you need to do going forward to make the college football playoff. We've seen all the on-three projections about where Ole Miss would land right now in the college football playoff. Obviously, a lot of fish to fry before you get there, but you'll have to like where Ole Miss sits right now with LSU already in the win column. Then you start looking at possible losses and wins. Right now, Ole Miss in a pretty good spot.
The LSU win has made what's coming up the next 2 weeks after Saturday, the final two road trips really of the season. State's there, but they're a hop, skip, and a jump away in Starkville. So you have the ability to obviously want to win, but you can split maybe Georgia, Oklahoma now and still feel okay, obviously, instead of dropping LSU and going, well, we can't lose both of those two games. We have to split. So you kind of get you're playing with some house money in that regard, and they are ahead of schedule. I think going through September and then end of August, but 5-0 with wins that they got, that they are deservingly the top of the SEC, and they've been able to stay there just because they were the first to cram three games in the first 5 weeks of the season, which I think has worked better for this team instead of doing what they did last year and what some other schools have done is what I've always called that old high school schedule where you play all your non-region teams, non-conference teams right off the bat, first 4 or 5 weeks, and then you're nothing but SEC play. And that's what they did last year. And I think that hurt them. They didn't know it till hindsight after that Kentucky game. But I think not having an SEC game mixed in early in the season, maybe it hurt them, affected their focus, mentality, whatever you want to say on the field play. But having to go to Kentucky, then Arkansas, and a Tulane team that's going to be good is good. And then you got LSU. I think that was the perfect mix for them to realize, all right, we got our licks in, got our reps in, we've got our feet wet. Now we're able to go in and play the rest of the season knowing that we're battle tested instead of going, well, let's see how we go. We haven't played anybody yet. So that's going to play wonders for this team. I don't think Washington State's that battle test. I don't think it's a trap game either. I just think you've got to stay focused, keep things circle, which I think they did last week. It felt like that bye week practices were different than other bye week practices they've had. It felt like it was a game week last week. So I think that's going to help. But now knowing you can go to Athens and Norman, and if you stub your toe, trip up at one of those, but you get the other, you're still sitting really good at a potential, 11-1. But you still got a South Carolina team, a Florida team that maybe found itself against Texas. I don't know. We'll find out this Saturday. I think that said more about Texas or it did about Florida finding itself like it did last year to save Napier for a second straight year. And then, as we've seen, State's not going to be an easy check mark like maybe people thought would be at the start of the year. Their defense seems pretty good. Offense, who knows? Depends the rest of the season. But yeah, get through the Georgia or Oklahoma 1-1. You're still feeling really good, but you still got those three tough tests afterwards.
Went to Rome. I thought that my boyfriend was going to propose to me.
He wasn't.
I did use my Sapphire Reserve for the flights, so the points did make up for the whole no proposal.
Earn 8x points when booking through Chase Travel with Chase Sapphire Reserve. Now even more rewarding. See more rewards at chase.com/reserve. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, North America, member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
I'm an Entergy employee, and I'm a customer too. I'm proud to say our rates are below the national average. Every day, every choice I make is focused on keeping costs lower for you. That goes for everyone at Entergy. We take affordability personally. So we work harder and smarter to fight rising costs while also improving reliability for years to come. This isn't just my job, it's a commitment to my community. Together, we power life. Entergy.
How much, in your opinion, did as bad as the season went last year at the end of the year and not making the playoff and with that type of roster, on the flip side, how much did that help Lane Kiffin for this year? How much do you think he learned from what happened last year?
I'm sure he learned a lot. As he kind of said all last year, as the season went on and in the off season, the losses were one possession losses. They were right there. They almost had it, which I think was him trying to, campaign. As we saw, a 9-3 team might have a shot to squeak in last year. That didn't work out for Ole Miss or some others that way. But I'm sure they went and looked and saw what they needed. Got guys that can finish. They've got a lot of faith in their defensive line that's homegrown, really, outside of the two transfers and Princewill and Womack. You've got Cam Franklin, Eccles, Xavier Harris, who's kind of the leader of that room. So you've got guys that are part of the system, know what to do. So you've got veteran experience there. You've got veteran experience on the offensive side. And so I just think all of that is what I'm trying to say is they learned, they know what to fall back on. They have the experience. I know you only had two starters on both sides, but you still have players on this roster last year that are here now getting, opportunities. So I think it's just all of that. And then on top of, it's kind of just that weird season where I've said this to somebody, I think in the offseason on the show that kind of jokingly, because you didn't know what was going to happen. And I was kind of more referring to Austin Simmons, but it kind of feels like that Tennessee thing in the late 90s where you had, Peyton Manning and that team was supposed to be the team. They didn't get it done, didn't make it. Then the next year you kind of had T. Martin, who had some of those players in the roster from the year prior, and they make that run, and they're the team, but they weren't the team that was expected. Now, we've still got 7 games to go, 8 weeks of the regular season, so anything can still happen. But it feels like it's kind of in that vein where the Ole Miss team that wasn't expected to do anything, a kind of a rebuilding, reloading year, however you want to phrase it, for 26 and beyond, is now that team that has a chance to do what the Last Dance 2024 roster was supposed to do. So it's kind of a weird, unique situation.
Who have been some game changers, both on offense and defense? Let's start on offense. Other than usual suspects of Trinidad Chambliss and maybe Deshaun Stribling or Harrison Wallace III, who have been some huge points of how Ole Miss is undefeated on offense right now?
I think it's the easiest number one answer is Kawan Lacy. You've got a running back. You've got consistent running game and a guy that you probably thought you were going to have last year, but then had that late decision to commit to Missouri, spend a year in Columbia last year. Obviously didn't like how things went, hit the portal. And so Ole Miss gets them again this year and for a few more years after this, if, you know, you can keep them. I know everybody has to kind of re-recruit every year, but Lacey has been a major addition to this offense to give them what they just haven't had, didn't have last year in a run game for various reasons. We won't, you know, pick that scab again. But that starts right there. And I think the offensive line is improved. You know, it took a while. I think that whole group is kind of a in half midseason MVP now, having watched them. Didn't look great, didn't start great, but since that Kentucky game when they moved in Delano Townsend and replaced P.J. Wilkins, and then Patrick Kudus kind of gotten back in game shape, gotten reps under him, got his feet under him, that whole group has played perfect. Now, they're giving up sacks here and there, but Chambliss has had pockets. They've had good running game, run blocking, pass blocking has been there. So I think those two are your keys outside of who you already named, because we now know how good Trinidad is, and we knew what they were getting in some of those receiver transfers. But getting Kawan Lacey on offense has greatly changed the offense for the good, and I think that's one of the key reasons why they're 5-0.
Looking at this team defensively, 5-0, you have to be somewhat serviceable on defense, and they've been even better than that because of a number of players. Pete Golding met with the media at the beginning of the year and said that he didn't expect Ole Miss to take a very big step back on the defensive line. I don't know about you, Jay, but I kind of shrugged my shoulders and thought, with J.J. Pegues, with Jared Ivey, Prince Yemanimiellen, and Walter Nolan, on and on and on, going to the NFL, I didn't see how that was possible. Looking back on it now, where's your thought process? I know for me, they're much faster, moving along much faster than I thought they were.
Yeah, no, I think at first it was a little bit, you know, they were the bottom. I don't know, I haven't checked this week, but they were kind of towards the bottom of run defense, kind of giving up major holes to some teams that were kind of shocking to give it up against. But kind of like the offensive line, maybe it's taking actual game reps. You know, practice is one thing, fall camp's one thing, but until you're playing against somebody else who's maybe a little bit bigger, better, stronger than who you're lining up against teammate-wise in practice, you're just not going to get a feel for it. And they've meshed – that whole defense has meshed. Secondary has played well, which that was the big kind of circle, that question mark that everybody had was, did they do enough in the secondary? Because you felt good on paper with the bodies you had coming back for defensive line, who they added, who was, you know, TJ coming back at linebacker. And throughout fall camp, one of the three transfers' names was always kind of impressing coaches throughout the year or throughout the month. And now we've seen that Jaden Yates, kind of that guy, Taj Chambers is getting reps. So linebacker has done well. And now the past couple weeks, it feels like maybe they've learned how to use Perkins, Suntrin this year. It felt like he was kind of just out there going through the motions the first few weeks, wasn't really lighting up the stat sheet, was not anywhere close to the sack total he was at this point last year. But the LSU game, the Tulane game, I noticed he's finally kind of maybe awoken or found something himself or whatever it is. But he's clicking now when you really need him to. And so that whole defense, it is still dropped down. You know, if you want to go by the letter of the sentence that Golding said in the summer, I think it was Chris Beard on that fireside chat.
Yeah.
And then he told us when we talked to him. But it's not as steep as I thought it might be at first. They've kind of steadied the ship, leveled off, and improved. But it's still hard to replace four guys that are fighting for NFL jobs or on an NFL roster right now when you lose all four in one season. That's a tough ask for an Ole Miss team that's getting to that point where they can reload, but they're not there yet every year like Georgia and Alabama that just has next man up on defense. So I think it's a positive to see where they are, but it's still a little drop off. And you know, we're going to know for sure how much they've improved, I think, you know, 2 weeks after now.
Lane was asked in the Monday press conference about the defense, and specifically wasn't asked about the secondary, but did point out that the secondary played much better against LSU. What do you think has led to the secondary getting better other than experience? I think Jalen Braxton coming in and giving some valuable minutes, and then obviously Kite really giving some valuable minutes of being the best defender in the secondary. But your overall thoughts on that secondary, what has made them so much better over the last couple of games?
Yeah, I think Jalen getting back in there. You know, he hadn't played a lot of snaps, but he's gotten in there, played maybe about an average of 10 a game so far since he's returned. But maybe like Delano on the offensive line, Braxton in there has moved people to where they're supposed to be, even depth wise. And so that's helped. But yeah, I've been impressed with him. I'd like to see more of Ricky Fletcher. He kind of had a good start to the season and then hasn't made the, super production, I guess, since. But I think it's just them trying to figure out what that room looks like now that they are 100%. I was very impressed and happy to see Antonio Kite take off like he has and kind of be that breakout guy from the transfers because you weren't really sure what you were getting from him when he came from Auburn. He only played 8 games, kind of had some reasons that why he left, wasn't with the program from a year ago that were out there and reported. So you weren't really sure, but I think it's a credit to Pete Golding's system and the coaches they brought in and the assistants they have within that defense. We always talk about Randall Joyner and his development skills. I think we've got to talk about, other guys as well in that defensive coaching staff to what they're able to find the strengths of each player and emphasize those. And if there's weaknesses, they try their best to hide them. Now, last year LSU picked on Jaden Kennedy a bunch. The Kentucky game, Barron Brown picked on a guy last year, and you're not really seeing that there's a guy that's being picked on this year so far. So I think to answer an earlier question or to add to it, that's something I think they looked at was they've got to try to find guys that can't fall off or is going to be one glaring weakness, especially in that secondary.
Yeah, Wynette Williams is a guy that we saw transferred out of ULM and actually started his career at Delta State, picked up the fumble against Arkansas and has been solid. And someone that, Jake, I don't know about you, but I didn't talk about him a lot during the offseason. We didn't really hear his name a lot. And then against Georgia State, we see him get some significant snaps and then fast forward against Kentucky, against Arkansas. And of course, LSU, he was a big focal point there. And then Kapena Gushukin, the transfer out of Washington, kind of had his ups and downs, but I think it's kind of finding his way, so to speak. And that secondary, I thought needed to be serviceable. I think they're better than that. And I think that's a testament to Pete Golding. Another component of Lane Kiffin, Jake, I want to talk to you about that we've seen is in years past, and really in 20 and 21, if it was 4th and 2 at the Ole Miss 45, I mean, they're going for it. And if it were 4th and 6 at the opponent's 32, he was going for it. Now with kickers we saw from Caden Davis, and of course this year Lucas Conero, that's completely changed. Is it because of analytics? Is it because Lane has grown as a head coach, or is it a combination of that and you have a really good place kicker?
I think it's a little bit of he's gotten good kickers, but I think he's grown. I think he's realizing last year, when he would harp on those losses and one possession, one score, or whatever, taking points earlier in those games would have put them in a position to either be having defending the win or have a chance to only need a field goal instead of a touchdown in some of those games. So I think he's learning from that taking the points early is not ever a bad thing. He did that against LSU. When I thought he wouldn't, and another later in the game went for it, as we saw with the play with Daquan to ice it. So, I think it's still a feel and what he wants to go with, but it is encouraging to see that he's opting to take the points when maybe it's too much of a risk on fourth down. And but no, Lucas has been great. I know he's missed one, a little shaky start, but he kicked well. And luckily, the offense has gotten to where he hasn't had to kick too many long ones. It's been more manageable distances so far, but I think they know what they've gotten him. And when we talk to Lucas, he says he's good from very long range. And I know that's practice when maybe you're not having an SEC guy barreling down your throat, but I think it's a mixture of all of that, of growth and just having the ability to recently recruit really strong kickers the past couple of years.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week? I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Lane was asked about the quarterback situation, and he answered with, basically, Austin Simmons is not 100%, and once he's 100%, we'll make a judgment there. But then he followed this up, I thought was interesting, you know, the worst thing that can happen or, you know, we're fortunate that we have a really good problem and two really good quarterbacks. What are your overall thoughts on the quarterback position right now?
I mean, I think it's hard to not say Trinidad's your guy. I mean, you beat Arkansas, beat Tulane, beat LSU. I mean, you got that LSU win and they look like the better team. Score was close, but it really, the game didn't feel close at all till LSU kind of scored there late and got stuffed on the 2-point conversion. But for the better part of that game, Ole Miss felt like they were in control, and that's, you know, all due to Trinidad. You know, defense played really well too, but Trinidad navigated what everybody had been saying was probably the best defense Ole Miss faced this year. So, you know, it's hard to say he's not the guy. And Kiffin saying Austin's still not 100% when I thought Washington State would be the game. If there had to be a game, an in-game quarterback battle where – they both play a half or alternate series or whatever they were going to do. But it's, you know, for Lane to keep saying, well, he's unhealthy yet. You know, like as we said at the start of this, to get inside Lane's mind is probably a fool's errand at, you know, what he's meaning by everything. But he also added, we'll see how he feels tomorrow, meaning today. And we're not going to get any reports this week because it's not an SEC game, so we won't know until Saturday. And Austin suited up, and he hadn't been on those reports anyway the last few weeks, so that wouldn't tell us anything either. But if I had to put a marker down, I'd say you got to go with Trinidad. You got to go with the hot hand. And it feels like Austin's handled all this well. I mean, he's made those social media posts that gives you the impression that he's taking things in stride and being a good teammate. We've seen photos of them after the game, LSU game, hugging, high-fiving fans together. So everything's on the outside is being presented the right way, but I know it's a tough choice for Lane to make because Austin was the guy. I mean, we helped kind of bestow him the guy in the offseason as the heir apparent, and then they brought in Chambliss, and you just figured, well, maybe they want to use him as a run package, not let Austin take so many hits. Well, Austin gets hit, gets hurt, and Trinidad's the guy, and turns out he may have been the right guy the whole time for this year. Because you got to remember, Austin's just 19 or so, or maybe almost 20. Maybe he turns 20, I think, during the season. But he's 2 years ahead of where everybody else his age is. I mean, he left high school early. He's been here. This is his third season already. And it's hard for a lot of 19-year-olds to say, well, I'm on an SEC team for my third year already. So we're asking a lot of a kid who all he had was that Georgia's drive last year, and that was it. You know, then backup time and garbage time against Duke and the Gator Bowl when it was already over. And then really Dart came in and finished that himself. So Austin still hasn't got a lot of reps or experience. And I know Division II is Division II, but Trinidad has been a starter elsewhere and kind of already has that mentality and is adapting well. So I think you've got to go with Trinidad. But, you know, what if Lane ever makes a decision, I doubt it. I mean, he could say Austin's hurt the rest of the season and and that helps them maybe angle for a medical redshirt. You know, I don't know what discussions are, what they've been with him, his parents, or, you know, within, you know, him and Charlie Weiss just having internal conversations. So it's a quandary. But as Kiffin said, I mean, right now the proof is they do have two starting quarterbacks when a lot of teams don't have one.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available.
National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm an Entergy employee, and I'm a customer too. I'm proud to say our rates are below the national average. Every day, every choice I make is focused on keeping costs lower for you. That goes for everyone at Entergy. We take affordability personally. So we work harder and smarter to fight rising costs while also improving reliability for years to come. This isn't just my job, it's a commitment to my community. Together, we power life. Entergy.
Yeah, I Ben Garrett asked about injuries on the team, and I believe Neil McCready followed that up with, do you feel like this may be a situation where Austin could see some snaps? And I think that's what got Lane to answer the question about the 100%. If he comes in, does it do more harm than good if he comes in and lights up Washington State, creates some controversy, and then, you know, you're heading into a huge two-game stretch with Georgia and Oklahoma? Is it almost best just to allow Trinidad Chambers to come in against Washington State, light it up, and get ready for the stretch? Or do you platoon these two quarterbacks and see what you got?
I mean, I think Trinidad's going to start. And then if the game gets out of hand, which, I mean, we don't, you know, it could, who knows? It could be a 7-3 game for all we know. It's weird with how this stuff is with teams that are coming in struggling. You know, Washington State, who got 50 put on them by North Texas State this year. I mean, it's just a weird, weird team to kind of figure out. But this is where I felt, would Kiffin do that in-game quarterback battle of a half each or alternate series? But right now, I really think it's going to be Trinidad. If Austin's not 100% and Lane says that, and if he's asked tomorrow or on Wednesday on the SEC teleconference and says the same thing and Austin's not 100%, I don't think he can play him just because he's been saying that. Now, will he do it? He can do what he wants. I mean, it's not going to matter what I'm saying right now. But I think it's best in that regard to just start Trinidad, let him be the guy, and just go. But if he feels like he owes Austin a chance to earn his job back and he's – better or gets better as the week progresses, this is the game to play that quarterback battle game. It's not any other game after this, because I think by Citadel, November 8th, you need to have your guy picked out. You can't just drag this out until then. So I think you've got to make a decision this week, either by playing both or picking one and saying, Austin, you're the backup. We got to stick with Trinidad.
I want to change gears just for a moment. Chris Beard will meet with the media on Thursday. You and I had a chance to visit him with the other media members, a week or so ago. What is your just 10,000 feet view of Ole Miss men's basketball? Number one, the temperature of the program seems to be at an all-time high, but two, the roster on paper looks really good.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the best roster. I mean, Beard's, this is only his third roster, and it's really his roster, the first, his, you know, that's his. He's had mostly players, and he got a lot of some commits in or transfer guys in last year, but this is kind of the first, I think, roster that's his, or got his handprints on it, because, you know, you don't have Jaron Brayfield, you don't have Matt Burrell, you don't even have Sean Padula or Jalen Murray. So he's got all new guys in. Malik Dia, Eduardo Plathke are your two producers that are back, with a couple other bench guys. But this is a whole new roster, and like you said, on paper, it looks really good. But, you know, they've got to – I think they're ready to start playing somebody else. I mean, I know they've just started preseason camp, but this feels like the roster that Beard's ready to get out there and match up against others early and quickly, which is why you saw how strong that non-conference schedule is for them this year. And, yeah, the attitude and the vibe is high on this program because they just came off that Sweet 16 run and looked really good. And, you know, if that game had been a couple more minutes, maybe they knock off Michigan State. I mean, you know, Beard's thing has always been saying, we didn't lose, we ran out of time, which you can say it's coach speak. But having sat there and watched that game, that one feels like it's true. Where that was a game where they were just swinging back and forth, and I think Ole Miss could have gotten another one in there. But I really like this team. But you know, we're not going to know much till that first, or you know, tough non-conference game. But I know some places out there that projected them to be 11th in the SEC. I don't think that. I think worst case is middle of the SEC to upper. If this team produces how it's expected to, like you said, based on how they look on paper. So it's, you know, it's nice to have excitement for football and basketball, and not just basketball because football has gone south. And, you know, there's also, you know, excitement to see what baseball can build off of last year, kind of turning things around. So it's a good spot for the Big Three Ole Miss sports right now as we're getting into that kind of quote-unquote crossover season.
Yeah, and staying kind of on basketball real quick, Coach Joe, you know, we've had a chance to be with her some. She likes her roster too, and should be a big year for Ole Miss hoops. Baseball, once again, Mike Bianco, baseball will kick off soon. I know there were some stats or some scrimmages over the weekend, so we encourage you to stay tuned to omspirit.com. That's an affiliate of On3 for all of the up-to-date information about all of that scrimmage information. And, of course, everything you need to know about Ole Miss football. Recruiting at On3 in the Ole Miss Spirit. Zach Berry is now back on board. Welcome, Zach Berry, back to the board and covering recruiting for Ole Miss. Before we get you out of here, Jake, we want to talk just a little bit about Cover the Spread. That's, of course, presented by FanDuel. Ole Miss comes out, I think it opened around 33, 34, 34 and a half. What are your thoughts? Do you think Ole Miss can cover this spread? It seems to be a pretty high number, but I guess it depends on how much gas Lane Kiffin wants to pour on the fire.
Yeah, I think that's going to come down to does he put the pedal down. If Ole Miss can put this away in the first half and take care of business, as I guess the Vegas experts are expecting them to, because that's a high number. I mean, that was a high number against Georgia State at the start of the year. And this one, 33, 32, depending on, you know, your sports book choice there. It's, that's a high mark, but I think that speaks to what the confidence people have in this Ole Miss team that they can do that on a, you know, it's still a Pac-12 team. You know, I don't know what you can't call it that, but I mean, Washington State's not a usual non-conference directional school opponent. So the fact that they feel this Ole Miss roster can maybe put up 33 or so, and with an over/under that's under 60, I mean, that speaks volumes to the confidence in this team right now. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to cover that, but I think it comes down to does Kiffin kind of do that, keep scoring on them until the, you know, clock says 4-0s.
Couple of the games to look at, Jay, presented by FanDuel. Missouri and Bama, the Tigers hosting Alabama. 3-point Alabama spread, a favorite, I should say. And then Oklahoma at Texas. Texas opens at an 11.5-point favorite. That has plummeted to 2.5, according to FanDuel. What are your thoughts on those two games before we get out of here today?
Well, if Mateer plays, that's kind of the news, that news got out that he's trying to or aiming to play Saturday right before we started this. And I would say it's going to swift mightily to Oklahoma, but I don't think Brett Venables is going to say one way or the other. His line has been, we're not going to talk about it. So I was shocked to see Texas favored at all after that performance against Florida and Oklahoma roughing up on Kent State. But I think it'll be a close game. The Missouri-Alabama game, I got to go Alabama. You know, unless this is their Vanderbilt game from a year ago, if Missouri plays that role, which they're not really in the same vein light as Vandy was a year ago, and Missouri's ranked and playing well. But I just think maybe it feels like Ty Simpson and the Tide figured something out, you know, last week against Vanderbilt at home. So I got to go with Alabama on that.
A couple more games. I liked all of that analysis for you from you. Let's look at these numbers from FanDuel. Auburn is a 3.5-point home dog to Georgia. And then LSU is a 9-point favorite against South Carolina. And then a game I'm very interested to see, Texas A&M hosting Florida. Florida, a little bit of a red-hot team, 7.5-point Texas A&M favorite at home. Your quick thoughts on those three games. Who kind of stands out?
Yeah, Florida's defense has always been good. It was the offense that's just struggled until, you know, feels like Lagway, that offense got something going against Texas. So that'll be an interesting game, especially with an A&M team that struggled to score points against State until some turnovers and poured it on them in that fourth quarter. It was a close game until then. So that one's interesting. I don't know. I may have to go Aggies, but I think I could change it to a pick-up on that one. The Auburn-Georgia game, I'm shocked it's not favored by more for Georgia, honestly, just that they're still a good team, and Auburn's kind of up and down. But, you know, Auburn's trying to turn it around. Their defense looked good against that A&M squad a couple weeks ago. So that's going to be a tough one. If Auburn loses that one, I think it's going to start getting a little hot in the collar for Hugh Freeze over there. And What was that third game?
South Carolina and LSU, a 9-point favorite at Tiger Stadium. That's a night game, by the way.
Yeah, that's a sneaky one. I think if you're Ole Miss, you need LSU to look good the rest of the way. So yeah. I guess you could say LSU on that one because South Carolina's been up and down. They look good and not look good, especially that Vanderbilt game that looked awful. So, and I know Sellers got knocked out, but just the rest of that team did not look great then. They bounced back, but I'm going to have to go Tigers on that one.
Yeah, and the interesting part, you talked about Auburn. Next week for Auburn may be the tale of the tape for Hugh Freeze. Auburn and Missouri play, and you would expect Auburn would need to win that. Otherwise, they're 3-5, and they're looking at another, 7-4, 6-6 season possibly square in the face. So definitely some things to look at, but it's Ole Miss and Washington State. They kick off at 11:45 Central Time here in Mississippi. That's, of course, on the SEC Network. And you can have full coverage over at OM Spirit, the Ole Miss Spirit, at an affiliate of On3. Jake does a great job covering all sports for the On3 affiliate, the Ole Miss Spirit. Jake, thanks very much for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate you having me on.
Went by fast. College football goes by faster. The regular season is only 14 weeks, just 3 days a week. That's it. So cherish every over and under before it's over on FanDuel. With live betting from the first down to the final whistle. Because before you know it, parking lots will just be for parking again.
All customers get a no-sweat bet on any college football game this week. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003. Looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family at KessingerRealEstate.com, and Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate to Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555, or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast.
Custom t-shirts, quarter zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com, give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-White's offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-White's, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. White's, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network. The Grove Collective and Dead Soxie, two words that have gone together since the beginning. Dead Soxie wants you to remember, make every step count. Go to deadsoxie.com and look at the latest styles that are available. Upgrade your game day with socks that financially support the Rebels and the Grove Collective. Every step you take shapes the future of Ole Miss athletics, and upgrade your socks today and elevate Ole Miss. Just go to deadsoxy.com and there you'll see all of the selection of socks that you can get. And a really cool feature is, don't have time to go to the website and order? Just go ahead and sign up today. The NIL Sock Subscription Program with Dead Soxy. They'll ship right to your door. But you go onto the website and you can see all types of socks. You've got the team colorways. That's, of course, your long dress socks. Or the more casual option, like the beer showers. All aboard the Lane Train. Drip and the Sip. All names that you are very familiar with. And if you log on today, use that promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and get 20% off today. And if you become a VIP, you get a free pair with an instant coupon today. Just go to the website, deadsoxy.com. Any pair you want, you pick. Our VIP insiders enjoy some serious perks and benefits at deadsoxy.com. Probably my favorite deal going on right now, just for members, a weekly supply, the 7-pack Oxford Edition Team Colorways is on sale now, and it is a great price. deadsoxy.com. A proud supporter here on the Logan Media Network. And remember, every home game, we have the pregame video at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. We'd love for you to come by and say hello at the northwest corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Jason is always there, and it's always great to see friends every single game at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. By the way, last time, 2-for-1. I think Jason may have something up his sleeve this week as well. It's deadsoxy.com, a proud supporter here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and the Logan Media Network.
Are you ready for delicious blueberry donuts? What about savory crispy chicken and wonderful tasty sides? Well, get ready because Connie's Chicken is coming to Oxford. See you soon for some good eats and good times.
Hi there. Did you know that Connie's Chicken offers catering? Whether it's a large event, a small event, tailgate, or business party, Connie's is perfect for just about every occasion. Connie's Chicken Catering. Order today.
Give Connie's a call today for that perfect tailgate order, 662-934-7252, or you can email them, catering@connieschicken.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Looking for a quick order? Just go to connieschicken.com, order online today, or you can give them a call, 662-380-5106 at connieschicken.com. The combos, they've got them for you. The fried chicken sandwich combo, chicken tender combo, two-piece bone-in chicken combo, four-piece bone-in chicken combo. How about this? The little cluckers for the kids. Everybody's covered at Connie's Chicken. And for dessert, don't forget the blueberry donut. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford. Arriva is your local high-speed internet and voice provider. With 9 locations in 2 states, Arriva is building the ultimate network to power high-quality, secure, affordable, fast connections. Whether it be your telephone or gig internet connection, Arriva provides what you need to connect, just like they have for over a century. Arriva is driven by a mission to connect lives and strengthen communities through world-class broadband service. Their roots trace back to humble beginnings in small-town Mississippi, where the business was born with an unwavering commitment to serve and connection. Today, as a family-run business spanning multiple states, they honor that legacy while embracing innovation and growth. Arriva believes in the power of connection. They're dedicated to delivering exceptional service, supporting the communities they serve, and empowering brighter futures. Sign up today and save $5. It's easy. Go paperless and get a one-time bill credit of $5. Want to save even more? Sign up for AutoPay and receive a one-time bill credit of $5. For more information, give the Bruce office a call today, 662-983-4343, or go online to goarriva.com. Arriva.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at Brad Logan COTE and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media. From the Vaught to the Pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.